Well, I just checked the Wisconsin Department of Revenue Unclaimed Property Program's website. All I had to do was enter my name, I'm Lee Rayburn, and find out if there was any unclaimed property that was owed to me that the state could return to me. And it turns out there is not. Interestingly enough, for my father, it appears to be another story. And you can check, too. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue operates this unclaimed property program, and here to tell us about it is Nate Schwantes, director of the Tax Operations Bureau at our DOR, and he oversees this unclaimed property program. If you have questions about it, how to access it, what it entails, or anything else, you can join the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email talk@wpr.org. And Nate, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a little bit of background on this unclaimed property program and your role in overseeing it.
Yeah, so unclaimed property is any number of things. But I want to, before I get into that, I want to thank you for telling that story about looking up your name and then seeing a family member, which is a very common thing that happens on the unclaimed property website. People really like, it's kind of a mimetic thing, right? It goes a little bit viral.
Yeah.
If you're at a family gathering or at the bar or wherever you're at, you look, you can go and look up your name and see like who else with my name might have some unclaimed property. Right. I find it's a little easier to explain what unclaimed property. I'm a storyteller, so I'm going to tell a fake story. So let's say I join a gym, and part of the promotional on a promotion, and I pay $50 refundable fee, right, to join that gym. They're like, pay $50, it's refundable. If you leave, you get your $50 back. Great. I dutifully go to the gym for years, but then because I'm healthy and fit and great, I get promoted at work and I move to a new city, right? I get a new address. I maybe get a new email address. Maybe I use my work email to sign up for the gym. The business, if they're has an obligation to return that $50 to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they email me and they're like, well, can't find Nate. Where's Nate? We can't get the property back. So under Wisconsin's unclaimed property law, after 5 years in this particular case, they would transfer that $50 and my contact information over to the unclaimed property program here at DOR. So that $50 then gets listed on our website for me to go and find. Yeah.
So do we have to actually come and find you, or are there ways that this program actually reaches out and finds the folks who are due?
That's a really good question. So in this case, if I, let's say I move from Madison to DeForest or something, not too far away, mm-hmm. And then I pay my taxes, which I do every year, as should everybody, and the tax information is able to be matched with the claim that I would have, the property on the record here at DOR, I would get a check, I'd get it direct deposited. That's through our auto match program. And I think on the I don't know the radio term for it, in the interlude, there was the spot said 30,000 claims were auto matched last year, which is totally true. I want to also add that 50,000 claims were manually reviewed. So 30,000 claims were auto matched last year, and then we had an additional another 30,000 that were done through manual review. So either I get it automatically, or it's auto matched through that program.
So there were 80,000 people that received funds from this program 50, in the last
50,000. Sorry, we're doing math live. 50,000
people. but 30 of those were auto matched.
Were auto matched, correct.
And do you have a dollar figure for how much money that was, ballpark ish?
Totally. Last year it was about $50 million. And about $10 million was sent out through the auto match program, a little less than 10.
So the story I saw in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel cited $800 million worth of unclaimed money and
yes.
property in this account. Is that where it stands now, and how much does it vary?
Well, so if the gym did their job, right, they sent the $50 to DOR. That's under the law, different organizations, different types of property, like banks have accounts, brokerages, retirement accounts. In some cases, there are estates that are attempting to locate heirs.
Mm-hmm.
So those are transferred to the department, and it really varies what comes in every year. But the state receives, hundred thousand or plus properties, individual properties. So that could be $10. That could be $100,000 if it's a larger property. And the so that number grows and shrinks depending on whether businesses are what they're sending us, and then how much are is able to be claimed. I think the I know that there's a big one. One of the largest claims we've ever paid out was $1.6 million.
Whoa!
Right, so like that would take a pretty big chunk out of the $800 million. So that number really is in flux depending on what's coming in and what's being claimed by the rightful owner.
How long has this unclaimed property program been around for the state of Wisconsin, and how much of that money has been sitting in there for a long time?
So the program, it's my understanding that in the 70s, these programs started to get started in Wisconsin. It's been around for quite some time. It used to be housed within the Wisconsin State Treasurer Program till about 10 years ago when it was moved over to the Department of Revenue.
And $800 million is ballpark, but I mean, that's a lot of money. Has a lot of money been sitting in there for a long time?
Like I said, it kind of cycles through. So I don't have the historical record of every single year that it was in place, but a lot of property takes a while to get claimed. Because this is in the case of my gym membership, I got auto claimed. That's great. Yeah. But I might have moved to, let's say I moved to Iowa, and I, you know, why would I do that? I don't know. But let's say I moved to Iowa and don't know that I'd lost something, right? In unclaimed property world, a lot of it is people don't know that they don't have it.
Right.
So we try through auto matching, really effort to do outreach to folks to get them to either file a claim or to auto claim for their property. But a lot of folks, again, they don't know. So sometimes it takes years and years for folks to find out. If they have a long lost heir, that could be 10 years of figuring out the will and court and all kinds of things the reason that property stays there. And I think it's really important to know that like the state is the custodian of this money, right? So it's it's the responsibility for the Department of Revenue to hold on to it and only give it to who it belongs to. So we're not trying to get it out the door as quickly as possible. We're trying to get it to the right people as soon as we can. And as soon as we're sure that they are the person who is the rightful owner of the property.
Nate Swantes is our guest. He oversees the Unclaimed Property Program for Wisconsin and is director of the Tax Operations Bureau of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. And you can join our conversation with your questions. Find out how we can help you receive some of those unclaimed funds at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email us, talk@wpr.org. And if you'd like to search your name in that database, we've put a link up on today's show note at wpr.org/Lee. Just click on the today's show note and you'll find that link included as a portion of today's description for the program. How do other states operate these programs, and where does Wisconsin fit in or compare?
That is a really good question. So I don't get too much into this, but there's something called the Uniform Unclaimed Property Act, which a lot of states have implemented. States have model legislation, and a lot of the states kind of operate the same way. There's also a reciprocity program some states will transfer us the unclaimed property that belongs to Wisconsin residents. So the states are always in communication about where that unclaimed property is. And when there is an association, there are conferences where folks who work in this space get together to tackle problems. Cryptocurrency, for example, is a sticky situation. Is it a security? Is it a financial product? Like there's a question here. If you have a security, there's a process for that, for claiming unclaimed brokerage accounts, for example. But cryptocurrency is a new thing. And so that was at our last conference, something that we were discussing how we could handle.
Yeah, that is an interesting, and I would imagine growing pool of funds. Let's go to Jim in Kenosha County next. Hi, Jim.
Yes, I got some really nice experiences with diving into the funds, and it all started with that experience you were talking about. My brother sent me some stuff and said, "Hey, I found some money," and there was some stock. When I cashed in a bunch of my employee stock, it disappeared, and it showed up. That was a nice little treat. Ford Credit owed me some money from an old hybrid from the 90s. You know, just different things. So, I mean, it's like treasure hunting. It's worth taking a look.
What was how long did it take you, Jim, from searching for what you were owed and receiving what you were due?
It didn't take long. Now, I know you folks, I live in Kenosha now, and this happened in Illinois across okay. the border, and things might be different, but it happened pretty fast. Once you put in the claim and fill out the forms, I don't remember exactly how long for either of them, but it wasn't too bad.
Nate, you said you wanted the right money to go to the right people, and I'd imagine there is a process in that goes beyond just entering your name in the database and seeing if there's anything that comes up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we'll request it. So fill out the form. Absolutely.
Yep.
And then we're going to request some documentation from you, a government ID, proof of address, some connection to the property. The form has instructions depending on the type of property for how to claim it. And then our folks manually review them for these manual claims, as I said. If there's more information needed, we reach out.
And is there a general time frame that this takes, or is it dependent on the recipient of the funds?
Yeah, it depends. So airship claims are a little more complicated sometimes. Stocks and securities can be a little more complicated.
Sure.
Sometimes we generally say it takes about 3 to 4 weeks for you to get a property through the manual claim process. That can also vary based on volume. We love coming on WPR and talking about unclaimed property. It tends to bump the number of claims we get that day up pretty significantly. So if you're filing a claim today, it might be a little bit. It might be a little longer than the stated time frame.
Okay.
But we work. But again, right claims, right time. You know, right claims, right people. Right. We want folks to get their stuff.
I'm thinking 3 to 4 weeks. I'm thinking of some of the small rebates that you get when you go to the store, and thinking how many months that takes if it ever shows up at all. Do you ever?
You know, rebates are probably one of those things that people have unclaimed properties around about too. Now that you mention it, right? Like,
that would be worth checking the website for. And again, we've got that link from the Department of Revenue at wpr.org/Lee under today's show notes, and you can just click in there. You just enter your name, and you find out what comes up, and then you follow the process. If anything does, what do you do when people, like, I would imagine there are some who are like, I am owed money. And I do not come up in this database. Are there steps that your program takes, or is this another avenue that they would have to pursue?
So the law says that if you have something that belongs to somebody else under the unclaimed property law, that you have to turn it over to our department. That is what the law says.
In 5 years, right?
It depends. Yes. Depending on the type of property, it's between 3 and 10, depending on which type it is. There's a detailed PDF on our website if folks are interested in that. And maybe I should just take a step back and talk about we call them holders. There are three actors in this process. There are holders, who are the Jim in the case of my story. Mm-hmm. There's the owner, which is me in the case of the story, right? And then there's the department, which is the custodian in the case of the story, right? So holders submit a report to the department along with a payment. And then, so if it wasn't just me who had a rebate sitting at that gym, maybe there was 3 or 4 people, they would send a check for, you know, $200 to the department. And then the owners can claim that. If holders do not send in unclaimed property, there is a process for them to be audited. So if there is money out there, it is the law that they turn it over to the custodian, which is the Department of Revenue. So if you think you're owed money, contact the business. That's the first step, right? If you think somebody owes you money, contact the business directly. If that doesn't remedy it, you could contact your state legislator or representative to engage with them, maybe about something that is not quite on the up and up. But that does exist. So for folks who might be business owners who are listening and might be holders of unclaimed property, it's not a bad idea to check out our website to see, like, if you're holding on to gift cards or gift certificates that you don't know how to get a hold of this person, it's been on the books for 10 years and you want to get rid of it, you can potentially file a holder report with the unclaimed property department.
Oh, it's a part of the program I didn't even consider, Nate. Tom in Fitchburg called to ask, does the unclaimed property in the account accrue any interest?
In some cases, it does. So if we've been holding it for a period of time, there is interest can accrue on the account. Now, it's a little different than how it would if it were in your bank account. It accrues a simple interest if it is not paid out. It's not so if you had a high yield savings account that was then transferred to us, it's going to earn a simple interest that we calculate here at the Department of Revenue. Another thing with those with cryptocurrency and securities is that the dividends being paid, or if the crypto has different value, it's in most cases liquidated into cash before it's transferred to us, so that we're not managing a portfolio on behalf of other people. We are just simply returning the monetary value of the property.
But the owner of that money would actually get that simple interest along with the return?
If it has been in our custody for long enough,
yeah,
that is correct.
Does this unclaimed money ever get used to fund any state programs, Nate?
So that's a good question. The we hold in custody. Here's the most important thing about that is that if a person has a valid claim on the roll with the department, it will be paid if they send it in.
They can't be like, no, we're using it for something else right now, so we can't get you your money.
Yeah, you're not going to get an IOU from the Department of Revenue saying, yeah, a little bit later. There are some cases where, so that money, we are the custodian. It's mentioned in the article that the Common School Fund receives some money from the department. That money is held in trust and it is not used for programs. It is always available to be claimed. I think that's really the most important thing here. It's not transferred and then spent. It is always held in trust.
What does your program do to prevent fraud? How do you make sure, going back to what you said, the right money gets back to the right people?
So much, Lee. And I want to Jim from Kenosha, I just want to shout out our customer service folks here at the Department of Revenue are amazing. They are very helpful. If you have a question, give them a call. Like I said, we manually review, and we have one thing that is unique with the Department of Revenue Unclaimed Property Program that is not the case in other states is that since we are housed within the Department of Revenue, we have a lot of good records. We have tax records. We have a lot of good ways to verify folks. That's why our auto matching program can be so successful proactively, because we can sort of ship property that we're very sure belongs to somebody out the door. When we get a claim that we aren't sure of, we have an internal review process that includes folks in our tax fraud division who take a look, includes folks in our audit department who take a look, right? So if we see something that looks a little suspicious, we give it good scrutiny. We ask for more information. We ask a lot of questions, especially for, it's important with the high dollar properties, but for heirship claims where someone's claiming to be an heir, or for someone who has a similar name to somebody else but like a different address, that's one we see a lot. We deny claims when we're not sure, or we ask for more information.
I imagine then there's some money sitting in this unclaimed property program that may just be there forever. Is there a time that these funds age out? Is there an expiration date on claiming them?
So the answer to that is no. They sit in custody and like I said, in trust. When we talk about that, the funds that get transferred to the Common School Fund to be used to help schools purchase books and other things for school libraries, that is I don't want to get too technical, but that some of the proceeds from some of that revenue can be used for some of that, but we always maintain enough in reserve that we can pay every claim.
But it probably is going to be some money then that will sit there in perpetuity.
Yeah. For example, in my gym membership example, let's say I pass away and I don't have that $50 included in my will. It's going to get turned over to the state and it's never going to be claimed.
Right.
So, yep.
Is there more that you would like to be doing? Is there something, a next step you could take, or is there a way to improve this auto matching that doesn't require anybody else to file a claim or search their name on the website, Nate?
Here in the Unclaimed Property Department, we're always looking for good ways to solidly match folks with their rightful property. We look at tech solutions. We have at times asked the legislature for more resources for more staff. It's kind of, you know, it's the government. It's kind of how it goes. And so those being able to process more claims every year would be helpful. Having the tools to be able to do more identity matching with folks would be helpful. We explored those solutions. But again, we made a request in the budget, didn't get it this time. We're going to keep asking. We're going to keep talking about why this program is really important to folks in the state and to their constituents. Because I think the key principle here is this money does not belong to the state. This property belongs to the person who has lost it. And again, they don't know that they have lost it in a lot of cases. So we think we have an obligation as the custodian of that property to attempt to return it to who it belongs to.
And that makes sense. But at this program, you've got this opportunity to file a claim or search your name in this database that we've got a link up to at WPR.org/Lee. But it sounds like there could be opportunities to do more. And if you were to receive more funds, is there a return on investment that the people of Wisconsin would see from your perspective, Nate? Would we get more out of it than the state would put into it in funding?
Definitely. If folks are getting being able to clear that to the amount of the $800 million fund it's showing that folks, that holders again are sending in stuff, they're returning the property in the best way they know how to the people, right? And us getting that money out the door as quickly as possible is our job. And we can do our job better if we have the ability to make those claims, whether it's auto matching more effectively, more quickly, more frequently. Right now we do that once a year. We're hoping to move to twice a year.
Okay.
As a matter of program. And then more staff that can answer the thornier questions from folks to keep the more complicated claims moving, and to be able to process the regular claims, like my $50 gym membership.
What are some of the thornier questions that you get, Nate?
As I mentioned, the heirship claims, yeah, where there is a will and trust that has to be parsed out who the owners are and then prove the identity of the owners. It's like a super claim. It's like three claims in one. So that's kind of the one of the more complicated ones. And then for securities and brokerages, we hold the security for a time, track the interest on the time, and then we liquidate the security and transfer it. So that's a little bit technical, but some of those are those require a lot of staff time and a lot of attention to detail so that we can make sure that we're getting back the property that folks have lost to the right person.
How many people are part of this unclaimed property program inside our Department of Revenue?
We got a full-time team, about six, and then a larger team of part-time folks who help out. That's the team. They're really dedicated professionals who work every day to make to improve our processes, to get our auto match. Like, that's what we think. We have a meeting every quarter or so. We talk to the folks over in the fraud department. How can we improve the process so that we're not unnecessarily denying claims, or that we're not slowing anything down unnecessarily? It could be too cautious, but in this case, we work as hard as we can, and we have some part-time folks who don't want to work here full time, but they have an interest in this program in public service. So again, dedicated team of public servants. They ask questions all day long from folks who are calling in, and from holders too. I want to emphasize this point again. If you're a business and you don't know whether or not you're supposed to do something, give us a call. We're happy to talk to you about whether or not you have unclaimed property that you should be trying to reunite with its owner.
Nate, thanks for joining us today. I feel like we may have helped some folks.
I hope so. We're looking forward to seeing the claims roll in, Lee. Thank you so much for having me today.
Nate Schwantes is director of the Tax Operations Bureau at the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. He oversees the unclaimed property program, and you can search to see if you are in the list or maybe owed some property yourself by going to the link that is up at WPR.org/Lee. You'll find the show note page there and the link to the Department of Revenue website, where you just have to enter your name. It's all it takes to get started. WPR.org/Lee. You're listening to WPR News.